This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A suit filed in Brown County Court Friday has accused the Wynn Senate Political Action Committee of using defamatory statements in anti-Eric Hovde advertisements run on television stations in Green Bay. The suit alleges statements that Hovde's family rigged the system to rake in $30 million in government subsidies and loans, and that Hovde is, quote, sheltering his wealth in shady tax havens around the world, are defamatory. None of the stations have filed formal responses. No hearings have been set yet. Green Bay's Austin Straubel International Airport is getting a $2 million federal grant to purchase two snow removal trucks from MB Companies in Chilton. The grant is part of the airport improvement plan for the Federal Aviation Administration. The snowplows will be delivered to the airport in September 2025. Calumet County and the cities of Manitowoc and Brilliant will each receive $75,000 in grants to address environmental contamination. The Wisconsin DNR grants will allow the communities to investigate brownfield sites. In Calumet County, the grant will address concerns over a 1.97-acre property's history as a metal plating facility. In Manitowoc, they'll look at a 3.5-acre site that was previously a lumber mill. And in Brilliant, they'll assess an almost 6-acre site that was once a foundry. 25-year-old Derek Young of Green Bay is sentenced to 13 years in prison for neglecting a child resulting in the death for May 2022 death of his 18-month-old son who died after ingesting fentanyl. The child's mother, Tanya Putzlocker, was previously sentenced to 10 years in prison for her role in the boy's death. The NFL draft will affect not only the businesses and residents of Green Bay, but also the school children and teachers. Because of the draft in April and its proximity to two elementary schools, Green Bay area public schools will close during that week of the draft. This means they have to start school early this year. Classes for Green Bay schools will begin on August 26th, and for Ashwaubenon schools, they will begin on August 28th. With all the festivities taking place just a few miles up the interstate, Oshkosh is readying for NFL Draft 2025. Amy Albright, director of Discover Oshkosh.
For us, it's going to be huge because one of the routes to Green Bay is through Oshkosh. And so I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of traffic that way. Many people that come for the draft are from bigger cities where a 40-minute drive is nothing. So for them to stay in a hotel in Oshkosh or to rent an Airbnb is going to be no problems.
The draft comes to Green Bay in April. The city of Appleton says it's been unable to find funding from county, state, and federal governments for relief following the flash flooding of July 5th and 13th. The damage and number of properties affecting the flooding don't meet the minimum requirements for Federal Emergency Management Agency or FEMA funds. Homeowners have blamed the city's maintenance of the storm and sewer system for causing the flooding. See our story at WISS.FM for a recovery resource list. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a five-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more at times. Our high today, 73. It will be a little breezy today, 66 tonight, 75 tomorrow. The weekend looking good with sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.